I would say it starts off as mental, and then as you get more worked up, kind of the physical signs appear. I might get more irritable with my husband or kind of, you know, close family or something, or I might, you know, get a little bit sweaty or get a bit anxious, and you can feel your body tense up. So I think it starts mentally and then it has a physical effect on you, I think.
So what do you do at that point to get your mind into another zone to try and deal with it?
Oh, there isn't really one thing that I do. I suppose if I'd worked that out, that I wouldn't be doing it anymore. But through kind of talking with therapists, I think it's a case of practice. And when I have negative thoughts or worries, that I tend to reassure myself. And it's the understanding that thoughts are thoughts and they don't necessarily mean anything. And the more you tell yourself that, the more you're retraining your brain to think in a healthier way. So the more I've done that over this past year, the quicker I'm easier to kind of come out of it.
It's very complicated, isn't it? You were speaking about rituals earlier. So in your day-to-day life in the office here, maybe, is there something that you will do time and time again to take your mind off those thoughts that you don't want to be having in the first place?
Yeah, there's certain things that I have trouble with. Lights. I know a lot of people with OCD might have numbers attributed to things that they do. So they might say, well, I'll turn the light on and off 5 times and then I'm done. I sometimes wish that would be great, because then I would know after the 5 times I could forget about it. But mine tends to be around when something feels right, which again is very difficult, because when you're in that situation, hardly it doesn't feel right. But things like putting cups down, putting glasses down in a certain way. If I'm letting go of them when I have a certain thought, I need to redo that until I have a positive thought. Turning the light on and off, getting into bed of an evening, sometimes that can be difficult, getting dressed, getting changed. So kind of everyday things. If it might be something as just opening the fridge, if a thought pops into my head, I have to make sure that I close the fridge properly, otherwise something bad's going to happen. So yeah, it's very complex, and I know there's lots of different kinds, and I think a lot of people's perceptions of OCD is often around cleaning or wanting things to be germ-free, but I think it's important that people know there's lots of different kinds of OCD, and people need help in different ways depending on what kind of OCD you have, I think.
I know there's a course being run this week, isn't there, to help people and get people together who suffer from OCD to help each other. And you're right, there are lots of different sorts of obsessive compulsive disorder. And it's not just people of your age, you're in your 30s. It's people, you know, I know of people who are, you know, 12, 13 who suffer from OCD, and that's how it started for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if it's not something that's addressed, it can escalate over a lifetime and cause people, you know, some real misery. And I know a lot of people have, I tend to see myself as quite functioning with it, but I think a lot of people it affects them going out day to day. And it's still something that people don't talk about. And what I think is great about the course is that, you know, in my life, I don't get any other opportunity really to meet other people with OCD. I could probably count on my one hand how many people know that I have it. And it's not something that comes up in conversation every day. And I do worry that once I've told people, they'll constantly watch me to see if, oh, did she turn the light on or didn't she, and what's she doing in that respect. And that's why the course is so great, because it's a safe environment where you can share experiences with others and you haven't got the worry that people are going to think you're crazy.
You do use that word worry a lot. I know it's something that is obviously very close to you. You've got a baby on the way. You mentioned your husband. How have your family been in supporting you?
Well, they've been great. I think they understand it a lot better now, and they put up with all of my quirks. And I think the important thing is as well, they challenge me, because I think it's quite easy that for friends and family to want to comfort you and want to kind of make it okay and allow you to do a lot of these things. Whereas I think it's important that you combat that behaviour. And I've got a very supportive family, and And one of the reasons why I wanted to get help with the OCD is because I want to be able to enjoy the baby when it comes and not have all those extra anxieties. And also, I don't know if there's much evidence out there as to whether it is something that's genetic and can be passed on, but I want to make sure that I'm able to teach my baby healthy way of thinking rather than kind of obsessive thoughts, really.